Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Right now, a key player in the inquiry, former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, is testifying behind closed doors on Capitol Hill as we speak. We've also learned that Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, has agreed to testify next week. Sondland was supposed to appear for a closed-door interview this week, but was blocked from doing so by the Trump administration. In response, Sondland was subpoenaed. He is now scheduled to appear before Congress on October 17th, defying a State Department directive. But first, I want to focus on Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. President Trump referred to Yovanovitch as, quote, bad news during that infamous now July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian president. Yovanovitch was removed from her position as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine back in May. Months before her scheduled departure, the whistleblower's complaint claims that Yovanovitch's tenure was cut short because she acted against the wishes of then prosecutor general of Ukraine, Yuri Lutsenko, and the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. But Yovanovitch's former colleagues have come to her defense. They tell NBC News that the senior diplomat was one of the State Department's most talented and conscientious diplomats.
And she would never get involved in partisan politics. Know why, everybody? Hello. Happy Friday, you bastards. Happy Friday. Maria Yovanovitch is testifying behind closed doors. This will probably go on long into the night. And what's really interesting is that the State Department forbade her. No, Marie. No. And she showed up anyway. She showed up to give her testimony. And Ambassador Sondland, who's the ambassador to the EU, he is a million-dollar donor to Donald Trump, a hotelier, a guy who runs hotels, gave $1 million to the Trump inaugural, got himself a ambassadorship, a quid pro quo, if you will, if you must, if you may. Yes, and so for some reason, the EU ambassador was inserting himself into the business of the Ukraine, which is not part of the EU, as you all know. And he agreed that he will acknowledge and obey a subpoena that Congress issued for his appearance, even though the State Department forbade him to testify. So he'll be testifying next Thursday, which is a good day. But today is the day that the 33-year Foreign Service officer, Marie Yovanovitch, testifies behind closed doors. And I just want you to know that the GOP is invited. They are there. So this idea that they're doing everything in secret and we can't ask any questions and nothing can be asked that exculpates the president is a lie. Now, here's her resume. And after you hear her resume, I think you'll agree with me that the proudest portion of her resume is going to be the fact that she was fired by Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump. Swear to God, that's going to be like the greatest thing to have on a resume. Okay, so she was a foreign officer for six administrations, six of them, four Republican, two Democratic, seven different countries, five of them hardship posts, was appointed to serve as an ambassador three times, twice by a Republican president, once by a Democratic president. Do you think she's partisan? Because I don't. Best thing on the resume, though, Marie, is going to be being fired by Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump, who think they're masters of the freaking universe, who think they're going to cash in on the Russian mafia's business in Ukraine. It's just basically what it comes down to. And, you know, it's like the mob here. Okay, think about the mob here. What did they get into? They got into gambling. They got into the women. You know, they got into drugs. Because that's what America had to exploit. Well, turns out Russia's a petrol state. Ukraine also has a lot of natural gas and oil. So the Russian mafia is involved in oil and gas. Oh, shocking. Also the women. Human trafficking. You know, just as an aside, just a little something to get your beak wet. But that is what's going on here. And she is testifying to that today. All we have is her opening statement so far. But her opening statement is very clear and concise, and it lays out exactly who she is. Apparently, she is the child of communist and Nazi regimes, castaways. Okay, her parents fled Russia. Her parents fled Nazi Germany. And they came here, and because of them, she was able to attend Princeton University. And she decided to study the Soviet Union. Okay, that was her area of expertise. It is, and then she joined the Foreign Service, okay? So from August 16 to 19, she was the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. And her mission, as she describes it, was to help Ukraine become a stable and independent democratic state with a market economy integrated into Europe, not Russia. And this is what's got Putin... It's got his panties all in a bunch. Putin wants Ukraine, and he wants that natural gas business, and he wants ports like Crimea, Sevastopol. He wants those things, and he also wants it in the Middle East, but that's the second hat that Putin wears, okay? Now, she lays out the fact that Ukraine has a geostrategic position, that it borders Russia on the east and the oil-rich Black Sea on the west, on the south, and four NATO allies to the west. And therefore, it is a critical national security issue for the United States that Ukraine remain free and democratic, and that it resist Russia's expansionism. That is our mission in Ukraine, as you know. When Russia annexed Crimea, when they invaded eastern Ukraine, and they took de facto control over the Sea of Azov, it made it very clear to the United States that Russia had malign interests in Ukraine, and that we could not allow Russia's actions to stand. This is why Russia got involved in picking, the president of the United States. Not that they picked the president for you, but they were involved in influencing you to help them. In fact, it was so bad that Americans were actually organizing rallies that were organized by Russians. But the United States foreign policy is to support Ukraine's desire to be part of Europe. Ukraine is to be supported in its combating Russian influence and aggression. Okay, that is why she was there. She was there to help the anti-corruption efforts that serve the interests of Ukraine. She was there because that serves our interests as well. Corrupt leaders, as you might guess, as we know now, are liars. They are untrustworthy. See what I mean? And so an honest, accountable Ukrainian government makes the partnership between the United States and Ukraine much more reliable and much more valuable to the United States. And so this is the silent war that the United States is having with Russia. You get it now? Good. There are two wars, as I mentioned, in Ukraine. There is the war that's an actual fighting, shooting, bloody war where 13,000 Ukrainians have died. And then there is the second war against corruption. When Donald Trump became president, Donald Trump tried to upend this war against corruption. Rudy Giuliani tried to upend this war against corruption and Russian expansionism, see? But then they hit a snag. And that snag was the election of a reformer named Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky's number one priority was ending corruption, fighting the second war in Ukraine. However, the political elite, the entrenched mafia, is having none of it. It's a mob story.